I'm going to be continuing on from last week in terms of I was your delegate at the annual conference, Church of the Brethren, and reporting back to the congregation. And last week I talked about united, strengthened, and equipped as the key messages of annual conference. And today I'm really going to focus on being united. United is really restoring, refreshing, and reviving. Restoring what is broken, refreshing weary members, that's all of us, and reviving vital ministries, getting the word out. And that annual conference is really a good opportunity for me to network, both physically and spiritually. I came across a lot of people, obviously across the whole country and around the world from the Church of the Brethren, some people from this congregation that I never knew, who gave me a lot of history of the congregation, taking care of the Mennonite Cemetery. Paul Nussinger, I ran into him, and so a lot of great people. I had a tag on me that said I'm a new member, so or new to annual conference actually, and everybody who was a new to annual conference had this tag on. So like everybody really showed us hospitality and so forth. So we were able to feel God's presence through people's hospitality, and then also as the body of Christ. And it's very much what we do here, you know, with afterwards. I mean, we all come to church here, and we show hospitality and warming hearts to everybody. So that was obviously present. I did meet people from the Westminster Church of the Brethren, which I grew up with, and from Bermudian, and several other congregations. And it really gave me a sense of family, a sense of unity as the Church of the Brethren and also as the body of Christ. And the message, the overall message or theme for annual conference is move in our midst. And it's about God moving in our midst. God's moving in us and through us to each other. And it's important to recognize that God is here. He is in our midst. And the theme of the song was inspired by Ken Morse. And he wrote a song, Move in Our Midst. And maybe in a future worship service, we'll have that song for us to sing. But some of the lyrics go, touch thou our hands to lead us aright. Strike from our feet the fetters that bind. Kindle our hearts to burn with thy flame. Spirit of God, O send us thy power. So Ken was really reaching out to God, and he was inspired by those words. And I don't know about you, but there are times in the past and currently that sometimes I don't always feel God's presence. And but when I look inside and look at my thoughts and think about my thoughts, I feel that it's really me being disconnected. God's here. God's amongst all of us. He loves us. But it's like me being disconnected. Obviously, God loves us, and I feel disconnected. And so what's getting in the way? It's my sin. And no matter how careful I try to be, I still sin. You know, even when I'm redeemed, I'm still sin. But I know that God loves me, and he sent Jesus to die for me. And Jesus is here to show us the way, and he also died for my sins and redeemed me. But I want to read a couple scriptures. One is Romans 8, 6 through 11. If people's thinking is controlled by their sinful self, there is death. But if thinking is controlled by the Spirit, there is life and peace. When people's thinking is controlled by the sinful self, they are against God, because they refuse to obey God's law and really are not even able to obey God's law. These people are ruled by their sinful selves, cannot please God. But you are not ruled by your sinful selves. You are ruled by the Spirit. If that Spirit of God really lives in you, but the person who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ, your body will always be dead because of sin. But if Christ is in you, then the Spirit gives you life, because Christ made you right with God. God raised Jesus from the dead, and if God's Spirit is living in you, He will also give life to your bodies that die. And then Romans 12:1. So, brothers and sisters, since God has shown us great mercy, I beg you to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to him, which is the spiritual way for you to worship. Do not change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect.